What's up? What's up? Wait, hold on. Let me put on my headphones.
Are we good?
Wait. Now we're good.
Are we locked in? Okay. Hello, everyone.
The wheel of this chair is on the headphone wire. Give me a second.
WMFO 91.5 falling apart as we speak.
Wait, this is really tangled. I'm going to deal with this after the break.
This is Pacific Coast Highway,
yeah,
where
true.
We procrastinate our problems until the very end. There's chaos in the studio. More than two people in the studio all at once is going to be a problem.
Oh, right.
No
we got
what.
Four people in the studio.
Can we? Have we turned on our
sit
guest's
down.
Mic?
Sit down.
Sit down.
Yeah. All right. Wait. Hold on. Wrong mic. Okay. With us in the studio, well, as always, basically always, is Viola Wirtz. But
well, whenever Mason's on, which is usually he's at a rager. But
right.
Say hi,
yeah,
Viola.
Yeah. Wait, say hi. Lean say into hi. My mic.
Hello.
Oh, my God.
Massive chaos in studio.
And then she fell off the table. Okay, and also on the show is introduce yourself.
I'm Yoni.
Wait, your mic's not on.
Okay. I'm Yoni.
Where do you go to school?
Northeastern University.
What do you study?
Data science and mathematics.
Uh-huh.
That's
okay,
true.
Sure. We have Yoni here. This is a friend from childhood.
Well, yeah.
You mean high school?
High school. Ninth grade. We've known him since ninth grade.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, our first song, second song of the night, the theme is just showing the two captive obvious audience members some stupid whatever we want.
Yeah.
And saying, do you like this? Isn't this great? So next up is for my do you like this?
Which
isn't
is what
this
we
great?
Do when we're not on PCH
right.
as well. As
right.
we go to random people. Like, do you like this? Do you like this? Do
so
you think I'm indie?
David's greatest put on of all time for me is this artist, Doggone, who doesn't seem to have any, he seems kind of a mystery man. He doesn't have a face or a name. He's just Doggone.
Yeah.
And he's got just a couple singles out. All amazing.
Yeah.
But the most recent one, which I believe came out like about a month ago, is called Imitation, How to Become You. Hopefully this is a part of some album in the near
record.
Future.
Yeah.
So here is Imitation, How to Become You by Dijon.
Go ahead.
I mean by Doggone. All right. That was Imitation by Dogon.
Which is a bold name to use given how much he's blatantly ripping off Dijon and McGee.
That's not true. it's a difficult name to recommend to people.
Yeah.
I was trying to tell people about it, and I'm just like, it's Dogon, like, the saying? Like, the word that kind of exists? I was like, Dogon it. That's how I explained it.
You don't. Why did you feel the need to explain it? How would you explain, like, I don't know, Vampire Weekend?
No,
it's that thing where there are vampires that have weekends.
But that's like a word that's two words that everyone knows how to spell.
But it's not two words that go together. Dog and gone are two words that also don't go together and can be spelled.
Well, they do go together.
They do go together in some
sense. My dog just ran away. My dog gone.
I just lost my dog.
Right. Yoni's laughing at that one.
Wait, did your dog actually run away?
No.
No.
Mumsy would never.
She might.
She wouldn't.
She seems like she lives a life of quiet desperation. Right. I'm not gonna lie.
My house is not safe.
House is not a home for Mochi. Okay. She lives in constant fear. But Elliot.
Wow. Elliot catching shit for a reason.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday, Elliot, if you're listening. Oh no, I haven't been doing any of this.
Okay. Oh, whatever.
Okay. This is a very unprofessional show. That should be the tagline. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, so this next song is completely unrelated in genre. It's just something I've been listening to a lot. This is a put on by my cousin. Big shout out, Malcolm. This song's called Dumb Feeling by May Simonis.
Yoni's trying to
I don't know how to... Yoni's signaling, doing
what?
War signals.
No, it's fine. Play the song.
Oh.
I guess, bro. This is Dumb Feeling by May Simonis.
This is a special place, but how many days do I really feel? I think I'm special too, but how many days do I really feel? Love when the train comes to a stop. I won't try to fight it. Let the dust.
Do We're back on the air.
Barely.
Oh my god, the production issues that have plagued. I mean, it's like guest multiplies the chaos in the space.
I'm not doing anything wrong.
Your presence is
unnerving.
Is like unnerving and horrific and like sort of, you know, just dreadful. There's a sense of Lovecraftian.
I don't like you.
There's a sense of Lovecraftian dread that is permeating the studio due to Yoni Becker's presence.
Right.
And I just want to point it out.
Yeah.
Nobody else will.
Wait, let's think of a next song. I'll think of a next song.
Oh my God.
This is how we do our... Some people have full playlists prepared.
Some people have, like, scripts.
That's horrible.
Some people
I've got a song.
Can actually run their show well.
Okay.
Shut up,
Yoni.
Get a show.
Yeah,
this
you
takes
get a
lot
a
more
show.
Admin.
I'm good,
than
you man. Think. Yeah, I'm gonna stay in my room.
This guy's job
Hospital.
Is gonna get replaced by Excel Copilot, by the way.
Right.
Ew, not Copilot. What? No.
Anyway,
okay.
It's being replaced by Anthropic as we speak, David.
Would you shut up,
can
man?
Can you please be quiet?
Okay. Let's
next
go.
Up is a song that it's not necessarily like super underground or whatever. But I just it's really a banger. I came to this song late. I really liked the album it was on, but I didn't really pay much attention to this one, which is kind of like the main hit off the album. Anyway, this is Basic Being Basic by Joe.
Get food, barely eat. Every bite just kept me glued to my seat. I worried, even cried. How'd it feel to take the light from my life? Bad habit, even worse. 50-50, I'm a sucker for looks. Asked for it, here it is. A quick example, cause you wanted the hits. I think you're scared of being basic. That's ironic cause it's reading like you're even more basic. Not pretend.
How basic. Shuffle phone numbers, pointing fingers, ditching chats in different apps. That's basic. It's not funny. It's so funny. That's just basic being basic. You said you look just like a girl, so you like girls. I guess I'll take it. Yeah, that's funny.
Sorry, there was kind of a non sequitur at the end there. I didn't realize the song was ending.
Right.
Sort of introduced a new topic of conversation. That was Basic Being Basic by Joe.
True. Whose phone is
this? My phone sending an image of Mason to myself. Which sounds worse than it is. But go ahead.
Thank you, David.
The next song is by Vampire Weekend, who had an album a couple years ago, 2024, pretty good, but this is not off that album. This is off their album Contra. This is Horchata by Vampire Weekend.
In December, drinking horchata, I look like I'm drinking a balaclava. Winter's cold is too much
glasses at that aranciada with lips and teeth.
That was Horchata by Vampire Weekend.
Once again, we're coming in just under the deadline in terms of not at all thinking about the radio show for the duration of the song.
This is, by the way, for David and I and whoever we have here, this is a place for us to hang out and a radio show second.
Absolutely, yes. Exactly.
That to the
Right.
It's like, oh my god, I can't believe they're placing us second.
they're hurt.
It's like, I'm hurt.
Also, I haven't, you know, there's nobody, this is for us. This is just a fun time.
100%.
Anyway, you got a song?
I should be on air.
You're supposed to, we're
you
on
are
our,
on air.
We're on our, you're
we are
on
air.
It's your turn.
Oh,
now.
Okay.
Do I get a turn?
No!
No. Let's do this. No, David would hate that actually. Let's do this. Let's do a song that David's really gonna like.
Okay.
And I love too. Who doesn't? This is The Flag Is Raised by Blade.
I love
this song.
Yeah.
That was The Flag Is Raised by Blade and Echo 2K.
I love that song. This whole album. Blade is just like one of the best artists ever. It's not crazy.
Okay, fine. You can say this is. It's a
safe
free
space.
Safe, yeah, right. You want to introduce the next one?
Yeah. What? okay. Yeah. So, this is an artist that does basically every album's a new genre. I think she really peaked here with this one. It was like a very fun, like sort of '80s throwback, but also kind of sound collage-y in the way that I really like. And what a friggin' voice on this person. I'm not gonna say it.
Oh yeah.
I'm not gonna
say it, David. Say it. And if there's any you know, officials listening, say it.
No. Big shout out to this next artist, Eve Toomer. This song is called Gospel for a New Century.
That was Gospel for a New Century by Eve Toomer?
Eve Toomer.
Eve Toomer.
Very good.
Okay, before we get to the next song, we have a PSA in order. I'll do it.
Okay.
If you insist.
Read.
I mean, I've been doing it. It's going to be hard for you to top the last one
accents.
That I did.
It wasn't
an accent. It's all
it
about delivery and emphasis. No.
It was an accent.
You weren't tapped, you weren't tapped in, Yoni.
Okay, great.
I wasn't.
On February 9th, 2014, a drunk driver headed the wrong way down a Southern California freeway, crashed and killed 6 people, including her own
sister.
Okay,
let's read that with a little less emphasis.
What do you mean?
Let's read it with the gravity it deserves,
on February 9th, this is not a joking matter. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message.
Why is Yoni trying not to laugh? What is wrong with
from
you?
From WMFO in Medford.
Not
Tops Educational Radio.
This,
we are going to get taken off the air.
Okay. But really, guys, don't be stupid. Don't go out
don't
there
drink
and
drive.
It's just dumb.
Yeah.
And if anything, it, again, you know, LA public transport is, like, evil because...
Hey!
Oh,
don't
we are just
swear.
Stacking up the offenses.
Yeah, the FCC is
going to
be on me after that.
But anyway... take a train. And trains are nice here. You get a nice view. You might, you know, interact with the local homeless guy. He might be chill. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I have to tell you about an interaction I had yesterday, but I'll save that for off the air.
Why would you say that on
the
air?
Oh my God.
Wait, should I tell the story on the air? It's pretty interesting. Okay. So, the only thing that...
And then Yoni will pick
us
up.
Yes. The only thing that's going to ruin it is it's slightly visual, but it's okay. I'll describe it. So, I was walking, towards, like, I was walking to the convenience store after the gym because I wanted to get a protein bar. And this guy is walking towards me in the opposite direction. And as soon as I pass him, he turns around and starts walking with me. And I'm like, that's weird. And I kind of get startled. And then the first thing he says to me after I get minorly startled, as anyone would, is, what, do you hate black people?
Wow.
And I'm like, no, man. And then I try to engage him in conversation. He said he was a tough student. He was obviously not, because I asked him what his major was, and he said convenience store.
Word.
And then there was a group of old white guys near the Dunkin', and he went up to them and asked them if they hated black people.
Yeah.
And then he rejoined me.
Yeah.
And we keep walking, and then he goes kind of into that little... you know, area with pizza days, and he's just kind of looking in the, I don't know, what he was
you're
on
a social butterfly.
And he was just kind of looking at pizza days, and I was like, well, I guess that's the end of that interaction, and I kept walking. And then he does this. I'm going to do the demonstration in the room, but for the listener, you're just going to have to imagine it. He does this.
He ducks down, sort of.
He squats down with his arms up. And he looks me in the eye.
That's
dead in
horrifying.
The eye,
okay,
wide
so for
eyed.
The listeners at home, if you've ever watched baseball, he's just doing the Craig Kimbrell pitching pose, if that's
sure.
It.
Okay. So he does
just
this.
Trust me on that.
Looks
one.
Me dead in the eye, and I'm like, wow, I'm about to get tackled and die.
Yes. And if Mason got tackled, he'd die.
Right. So squatted down, kind of a you know, easy squat, arms bended and up, looking me dead in the eye. And then he darts at me.
Oh my God.
Misses me, like, on by like 2 feet, sprints across the street, and then starts sprinting in the other direction.
Unbelievable.
And I'm
some
like, wow,
know.
That, I think
that
I almost just.
That is a surreal
died.
Experience.
Isn't that crazy? It was terrifying.
Anyway, Yoni, you want to take it away with the next song?
Sure. So, this is a song that I actually listened to on release, and it was good. And then I forgot about the song for a long time until last summer when, you know what, I'm not even getting to the story because Mason's gonna yell at me, but it came back to haunt me, but it's still a really good song. So this is Let It All Work Out by Lil Wayne.
Transforms. A lot of these players be said relax to him, baby, don't stress out. But I got a lot of shit on my mind, no. She said let that shit work itself out. Let that shit work itself out. C5. Yeah. Back in this bitch. Told you left this bitch. Like you knew this bitch was gonna let your ass back in this bitch. But ain't nobody else like you in this bitch. Ain't nobody else like you in this bitch. See, that you a psychic. Cause you said there'll be days like this. They want a piece of me, I ain't the one that's serving slices. Please swallow. I had my share of dirty diapers, real shit. Pussy niggas on that guilt trip. It'll be on in a heartbeat. You can hit no pussy nigga shit skip. I fear God, never fear men. Give back, never give in. Be eyes, never be women. Keep an open mind, let them peek in it. Reach highs, never reach limits. Need minds, I don't need plenty. This C5, this for B.I. and left eye and T-Bys. When I seen Chili at a Floyd fight, I almost asked her to creep with me. But I was young and I held my tongue. But with that tongue, I just keep spitting. So it all worked out. And now I'm in this bitch. And life said to him, you knew me for way too long. I never changed, you know I've been this bitch. And then she said, in the mirror, but you wasn't there. I couldn't find you. I'm looking for that big old smile full of diamonds. Instead, I found this letter you ain't finished writing. It read, I'm sorry for even apologizing. I tried compromising and went kamikaze. I found my mama's pistol where she always had it. I cried, put it to my head and thought about it. Nobody was home to stop me, so I called my auntie. Hung up, then put the gun up to my heart and ponder. Too much was on my conscience to be smart about it. Too torn apart about it. I ain't where my heart was pounding. I shot it and I woke up with blood all around me. It's mine. I didn't die, but as I was dying, God came to my side and we talked about it. He sold me another life and he made a profit. Yeah, and he said, bitch. I'm out this bitch. And it all worked out. Love you,
Dwayne. Alright, that was Let It All Work Out by Lil Wayne. Really quick before we get to our next song, we've got some shout-outs to you that are going to be delivered by Vyla.
Shout-out Theo, Lauren, and Maddie B. Love you guys.
Hell
miss
yeah.
You.
Miss you.
Miss you so much.
We saw them. Oh, no, you didn't see them.
I miss Lauren. I didn't see her all day.
She was there. All three of them were there.
Dang it.
Tragic. Okay, next up is Elderberry Wine by Wednesday.
Sweet song is a long con. I drove you to the airport with the e-brake on. Ain't heard that voice in a long time. Had to check back there to make sure you were alive. Angel home of an electric car. Reverses toward. Completely, but everybody
That was Elderberry Wine by Wednesday.
That's a good one. I think Wednesday's a little nondescript, especially compared to how MJ Lenderman writes lyrics. But
MJ Lenderman is in that band.
No, I know, that's what I'm saying. I think the way that he writes lyrics and performs is better.
Oh, sure. I think Carly Hartsman's a great vocalist and an interesting one, but I do prefer MJ Lenderman.
Yeah, especially, like, I mean, the lyrics on the MJ Lenderman album are so quotable.
Right.
They really stick with you.
You want to play one?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Ooh.
There's so many. I love Ripped Horn. I love Wristwatch. I love...
You want to do Manning Fireworks?
Yeah.
It's a great one.
Okay, this is MJ Lenderman, who you've heard so much about.
Birds against a heavy wind that wins in the end. One of these days with shorts full of sand. One of these days you'll kill a man for asking a question you don't understand. Some have passed, some have purpose. You have sneaking backstage to hound the girls in the circus. You've opened public place. You've opened the Bible to the very first page. And one of these days it will all end. Your tired approach to original sin.
A little bit of another song there. We've got Chaos in the studio.
What a shock.
Poll. Do you like Ed Sheeran?
No.
The right answer is yes.
It's PCH.
I love Ed Sheeran.
Our listeners do not like Ed Sheeran.
Other people
what
say
what listeners?
Him.
What listeners?
Our listeners.
What listeners? You know,
my mom
these
and
listeners
dad.
Are Viola fans, shout and I think they will agree with me that Ed
shout
Sheeran is peak.
Yeah, low key they probably will.
Yeah.
I mean, Theo's listening.
No, my dad.
Lauren,
dad's name is
help
John.
Me out here. I oh, never talked to you about Ed Sheeran, but if you're listening, I'm assuming you like him. Please.
No, bro, no.
That was one
we
plea.
We
okay.
Don't care.
We got about two songs left.
Oh, can I need to actually play a song.
Go
so
for it. Go
this
for
is
it.
A suggestion from my grandma. Big shout out to Barbara. Hi. This song called Lullaby of Birdland. By Ella Fitzgerald.
Oh, that's good.
I love you, Grandma.
Aw, that's cute.
Is this gonna play? Please? Okay. Alright, we're in business.
Always hear when you sigh. Never in my wordland could there be ways to reveal in a phrase how I feel. Have you ever heard two turtle doves mill and coo when they love? That's the kind of magic music we make with our lips when we kiss. And there's a weepy old willow, he really knows how to cry. That's how I cry in my pillow, if you should tell me farewell and goodbye. Lullaby of Birdland, whisper low, kiss me sweet and we'll go. Flying high in Birdland, high in the sky up above, all because we're in love.
Lullaby.
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 Lullaby. Have you ever heard two turtle doves bill and coo when they love? That's the kind of magic music we make with our lips when we kiss. And there's a weepy old willow, he really knows how to cry. That's how I cry in my pillow, if you should tell me farewell and goodbye. Low, kiss me sweet, and we'll go flying high in Birdland, high in the sky up above.
That was Lullaby of Berlin by Ella Fitzgerald.
Shout out to David's grandma.
Shout out Barbara.
Boom. Okay.
let's think of a song to play next.
Wow. This is I mean, just deeply unprofessional.
Yeah, hey.
I think.
Okay, I've got one. Not for a bit. Next up is Reichenbach Falls by Racing
yes.
Mount Pleasant. A.K.A.
Yes.
Well, here's what's interesting. A.K.A. I mean, they used to be known as Kingfisher, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, and they formed at UMich.
Right. They're from Ann Arbor. And they're still listed on Apple Music as Kingfisher, at least for this song.
Uh-huh.
So that's interesting. Here's Reichenbach Backfalls by Racing Mount Pleasant.
I wanna see you flowing down the river.